Now, the rest of the story. Heron, Michigan, buried a friend last autumn. Old Gertrude Hatch. Heart attack, some say. Others insist she just pined away. Gertrude lived an extraordinary life, particularly toward the end of it, for she had spent her youth and middle age desperately wanting a family of her own and never having one. And then when she was old enough to be a grandmother, she became a mother for the first time. Well, now, wait a minute. She became a foster mother, actually. Those who knew Gertrude Hatch best described a kindly character with a streak of melancholy, and her loneliness was no mystery. She was never married, never a mother. Nobody remembers exactly when the doldrums became depression. She became so inactive after a while that folks suspected some serious physical illness, but Gert snapped out of it all at once, simply because she was needed. For in that same neighborhood, a young single parent, a mother, just up and abandoned her children, the oldest of which was little more than a baby, and somebody remembered Gert, and wisely suggested that she babysit for the little ones until foster homes could be found. Well, upon learning of all this, Gertrude Hatch came alive as no one ever remembered her. Immediately and cheerfully, she accepted the tasks of looking after the youngsters. For a few days, it was first supposed, but the days became weeks, and still no foster homes were found for Gert's orphans. Nor, it appeared, would other homes need to be found for Gertrude Hatch. Granny Age, mind you, was caring for and watching over her little ones with the energy of a high school girl. And when those in charge grew old enough to get out of line, Gert would set them straight with loving discipline. But mostly she just loved them. And they loved her deeply in return. But the problem was inevitable, I guess. Gert's orphans grew all the way up. One day they left home, one by one, until their foster mother was alone again. She was then as alone as the day they had first come into her life. And after the last of her brood departed, Gert lived just 1 month. But they're going to be talking about her and Heron for years to come, about how she just could not live without the family for which she had waited for so long. I don't know whether Gert's heart stopped or simply broke. I think she would want you to know this, that it is possible to feel profoundly about those who are not your own, or for that matter, not even your own kind. For you see, the little ones adopted by Gertrude Hatch, the 7 precious orphans entrusted to her care until they grew up, were puppies. Beagle puppies. Abandoned by their canine mother when they were only 2 weeks young. And Gertrude, who lived all of her life on Ken Hatch's 40-acre farm, who watched over those little dogs constantly, even slept with them beneath her outstretched wings. Gertrude, the foster mother who could not abide an empty nest, was a mother hen, a chicken who had never once laid a single egg, and yet who finally expressed her motherhood in puppy love. Now you know the rest of the story.